Everyday activities like cleaning and cooking can increase the pollutants in your home. University of Utah's Jason Wiese and his collaborators at the School of Computing have installed air quality sensors in Utah homes to measure indoor air quality. They gave the homeowners a tablet so that they could monitor the air based on sensors.
The tablet gave them a way of being able to look back and see the chart of what the air quality, what the measurements had been from the three different sensors that we put in their home. And then in addition, we had some technology implemented on in the sort of background that would detect a spike. So if the air quality changed suddenly, then we could initiate a text that would say, hey, there was this change in air quality in your home. Do you have an idea what might have caused this?
Through this program, participants could see how their everyday activities affected the air quality in their homes. Wiese says this monitoring system has changed participants' behavior.
With cooking, the big change that we saw was one participant who was actually basically experimenting with what oils cause bigger or smaller spikes in air quality. And so she saw that she was getting these big spikes with olive oil, which is what she had been used to cooking with. So she switched to avocado oil and saw that the spikes were lower, and so she started cooking more with avocado oil. She hadn't realized it before she saw the sensors and sort of highlighted that this was happening in her home.
Wiese encourages Utahns to think about how different activities in their home could spike poor indoor air quality. For example, vacuuming does suck up dirt and pet hair, but it also takes time for the particles to settle after the vacuum is turned off. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.